Welcome to Sibling Spilling Tea Podcast. This is Bobby.
This is Cass.
Episode 6 is right now. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you so much. We just hit 500 total downloads.
Woo!
I cannot believe it. Cass cannot believe it.
No, we're celebrating
over here.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, this is amazing. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Everyone. Amazing.
Be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars on there. Really appreciate it. Really helps us out a lot. And so episode 6, we are going to go hot and unbothered.
Unbothered.
Nope. No bother here on this day.
On this very day.
We want to talk about in this episode how we're managing this little bullshit that the little planet is in right now.
It's like, you know, if the COVID is not getting us.
Yes.
Our heat wave here in Las Vegas will get us.
Yes. And that's definitely why we're calling this hot and unbothered because, oh man, we had just went for a little walkie poo last night.
Yes.
And we couldn't even fucking breathe. That's how hot and shitty it is right now, right here in the Vegas Valley, as everybody likes to call it.
Valley. I'm like, maybe at some point before our time it was a valley, but listen, this is the blazing hot desert. Last night, we go for a walk. What is it, about like 9 p.m. somewhere in there?
No, I think like around 8.
Okay.
Maybe like
well,
8
you,
to 9.
You would think, okay, the sun is down.
Yep.
Should be somewhat decent. We should get a little reprieve.
Nope.
No reprieve. Still, it's like for people who are unfamiliar with our Vegas heat, go to your conventional oven
yep.
or whatever kind of oven that you have in your house. Put it on as hot as you can, right? Okay, let it heat up, you know, let it go for a little bit, and then open it and stick your head in there. And that's what it's like walking outside of our homes.
Yes, that's how you can sympathize with us, because that's
like,
basically
the same
shit.
But don't stay in there. Like,
get out.
You know,
get
out, like, quickly. Like, just quickly, like, get, you know.
Yes.
Like, get wafted by.
Yes.
And then, you know, close it and shut it off.
Yes,
you know, do
absolutely.
Yourself a favor. We will, we'll take one for the team here in Vegas.
It's kind of like that E-40 song, got a reprieve. Nope. Got to roll up your sleeve. Yep. Everybody got choices.
Everybody got choices. And unfortunately, we're stuck here right now. So everybody doesn't always have choices.
Nope.
Yep.
Well, that's how it happens sometimes here in the Vegas Valley.
In the Valley, yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, and this is unusual, too. So, what is it? We've broken some records here. We're seeing on the news that it's been extremely hot for several days in a row now. And the last time it was like this was what? Like 2004?
No. They said that these records have been like, it's been, I guess, like over, I think they said 105 for so many
consecutive
days
yeah.
that it hasn't happened since like the 30s or 40s
oh
or some shit.
Oh my God.
Why are, let
wrong.
Me ask you something. Let me pose a question to you.
Absolutely.
Why
here.
Are all the atrocities of fucking 100 years ago
just
coming back
now.
To attack us? Yeah.
Isn't this is so bizarre. Yeah, like 2020 is the year of, yeah, all the crazy shit that happened
yeah.
way before our times. It's happening again.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
we're getting the brunt of everything.
Fucking Christ.
Like, like how and why? Why is this happening?
That's a good question.
I mean, as if COVID wasn't bad enough, then you want to hit us with like murder hornets, which never really became a thing. They tried to scare us with that, but didn't really become a thing.
Yes.
Then it was like Lord of the Flies here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was like flies for days everywhere.
Yeah.
We were getting all these fly traps, the Venus fly trap, and that didn't even work.
No.
It was like, no thanks. And then heat. Heat came upon us. And it was like, okay, you bastards. Mother Nature was like, if I don't hit you with that good old COVID, oh, you're still walking around surviving? Come
well,
here, bitch. Blast! And it was
yes,
like,
seriously. Fucking seriously. It's like, give us a gosh darn break.
Give us a break.
Break me off a piece of that fucking heat wave and virus bar, for Christ's sake.
Well, hopefully if it has like a wafer center, then I guess we can deal with it. But if not, then that's a problem.
Remember in Waiting? I want a hot pink center. Ah, don't we all?
Don't we all, honey? Oh, that's another good movie. If you guys haven't seen Waiting with, what the hell's his name?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Justin Long.
Justin Long is in there.
Yes, everybody.
There's a lot of, there's great celebrities in there. There's a lot of great
ones, yes.
But so hilarious. A little
Anna
bit
Faris.
Older. Anna Faris.
Yes.
Waiting. And if you work in a restaurant and you haven't seen it, oh my God. Whether you're front of the house or back of the house, Waiting is fucking hilarious.
Everybody's dipped their balls in the gravy.
Absolutely.
I mean, even when the customers are being nice, it's just a little extra sodium.
Extra sodium. Hey, and you know what? If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah. Oh, we should have mentioned too that we pimped up our game a little bit off topic, but we got a, I guess it's not new, our little artwork with our little yellow and green mugs.
Yeah, hope you guys are enjoying that, our new artwork.
Oh, love it. We got new music, as you heard, and we're just pimping up our game and growing our show. And thank you to everybody again, because we really love everybody's support and we love to laugh with you guys. And
And we love doing this, you know, like like we said, we're siblings spilling tea. I mean, we just run the gamut of issues and topics.
everything. We got to jump from one thing to the next.
One thing to the next, Absolutely. And you're getting a little perspective from, again, from the 20s point of view and the 30s and whatever else we got for you.
There you go. That's all you need.
That's all you need. One is all you need.
One is all you need. you know what? I definitely think that during this time, things that really help during this time are things like yoga and meditation. And because they had helped beforehand, before all of this. This mess of a fucking year.
This dumpster fire we call 2020.
Yes, absolutely. Perfect. Those things definitely help. But especially now more than ever, I think those things really help you find your center.
Absolutely. Center.
And not like tits. Which movie is that from?
That's from Cable Guy.
Of course.
When they were playing charades.
Center.
If you guys haven't figured out, we love to quote movies.
And we quote everything. We quote each other and ourselves.
We quote like inside jokes, outside jokes, all the jokes.
Right? All the gosh darn jokes. But yeah, those things definitely help. With yoga, you know, we started doing yoga like years ago. It must have been closer to 15 years ago.
Even before that, I was going a little before. When you were a youngster.
Yeah.
When you were a young hen in the hen house.
A little whippersnapper, if you must.
And I was out there grinding.
You were.
For you to have a better life.
Because we're out here grinding. Well, I remember going with you when I was a little kid. And I could have been maybe, like 12 or 13 or something
maybe
like that.
Maybe even younger. I want to say like 10 or 11.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because,
Because we would go to the gym and we would do yoga classes. Mm-hmm. And, I loved it back then. And, here and there doing it still to this day, I know you're very...
I love it. I'm actually looking into getting certified. I want to teach. I want to become bartender. I want to become firefighter.
Are you Sinjin from 90 Day Fiancé? Are you Kasjin?
My name is Kasjin. I'm going to do it all. I'm going to drink on the job, which I have done.
That's a good thing to do. I mean, sometimes you got to.
Sometimes you have to. You never get through the day.
Sometimes it manifests like that, whatever.
Manifest destiny, if you will.
Manifest the drinks down your gullet. It happens.
No, but love yoga. And especially during these times, it really, not only is it good for your physical being, but your mental well-being.
Yes, absolutely.
That shit, I get my chakras in order.
Which I never knew what that meant. Is that, what I think about it is, it's like they're like little balls of energy that live in your being or
Absolutely.
Something. That's Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I gotta do some research about the chakras, but I know it's like the rainbow of balls of energy.
Oh,
and I know
okay.
it starts like with your third eye on your forehead.
Oh.
And it runs down your body.
Oh, jeez. Okay. That's different. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen, pictures and whatnot.
Okay.
And, Yeah. It's supposed to help all those things.
Okay. That's something.
Yeah. You got to, you know, pimp up your spiritual game.
Pimp up your spiritual game.
Especially in this time, too, when, you know, things are like for us, we haven't been back to work yet. You know, here in Vegas, we don't know when we're going back to work.
Nope.
You know, certain things are open, certain things are not. Unfortunately, the places we work at, they are not open. So, you know, especially in this time, you have to take care of your mental well-being, because I think it's very hard to fall off the wagon. If you're already experiencing some difficulty with maybe anxieties, depression, even before this whole COVID thing, if you were experiencing this, I think the COVID, the whole situation, the unknown, definitely probably revved this up for you. So it's probably even worse, you know, these things. So you have to find creative ways to relieve that, you know, the tension from that, you know, maybe get some peace for your brain that, hey, we are all going through this. It's not just one person. The unknown and, oh, the stresses of this, right? You know, yeah, when it comes to financials and are we going back to work? Are we going back to normal life, whatever it was before this? This is tough.
Yeah, absolutely. And they say that's everything is all connected. So like if you have a problem with like your foot being sore, that could indicate, you know, a problem with your heart or something or whatever, you know.
Well, if you look at those, like there's charts out there too where it shows like the bottom of your feet.
Yeah.
And it'll show like different like pressure points.
Yeah.
You know, even in the hands too, it's interesting. Like I think it's for, I could be wrong, but I think it's for if you have, is it a migraine or headache, regular headache, something like that, but you pinch in between like your thumb and your index finger.
Really?
Like that webbed part. Yeah. Like if you massage that or pinch that, it's supposed to take your mind off some sort of pain.
Seriously.
I'm not sure if it's headache, but something like that. Yeah. Where it like redirects your mind, your energy to that.
Really? I had never heard of that. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is. Yeah. I think it is true that would you agree that it's like everything is connected? So you can't be like physically good without being mentally good.
Absolutely.
And emotionally
and
it's all, you know, it all has to come together as one, you know, cause you're one being and everything in your body plays a part in everything else. So
absolutely. Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely think that, even just like meditating, because they do teach you to do that in yoga a little bit where you kind of, you like a traditional, I'm not really sure about how it is in like the Eastern hemisphere of the world that where it originated from, but you know, how we do it here is they usually start the class off with a little bit of light, just like sitting there and just like clearing your mind. And then at the end of the class, it's the same thing too. So that's basically getting you in gear to like, you know, meditate and be in line with your shit.
Be in the here and now. Yes. That's right. Yeah, you got to stay focused.
Oh, yeah. It's true, though. It's true. And it really does help you just, you know, take a second and really focus on your breathing and clearing your mind and just...
clear your mind of all that shit that's outside the class.
Of that shite. Get that shite out.
But it helps you for once you leave the class to really kind of... recenter, refocus yourself. So that way maybe you can take on some of these stressors, you know, that we're all going through right now
a
little bit easier, and maybe taking a step back and trying to tackle these things with a more clear head, a more clear mind.
Yes.
You know, which is not easy to do, especially in these times.
Oh yeah. 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 No, absolutely. It's, you know, and since there's so much noise out there with the media and with everything
and politics, you know, going on right now. I know that's really, you know,
the election and
jogging
and all
everybody's
that.
Mind, you know, because it's like, oh, you know, these are coming up and that's a whole issue. And
yeah.
All these different things.
All
like,
those things. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
This 2020.
You need something like that that will help you just relax your mind. Essentially.
Absolutely. Like, you know, all these things that are revving us up, you know, all these outside factors that are, you know, bad right now are keeping us hot, but you want to stay unbothered.
Absolutely. Okay?
You need to do what you can to stay unbothered. Yoga, try it. I know some guys are going to be like, oh, you know, what is this? Even some females. Oh, I, you know, I'll bend like this. Blah, 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 blah.
It really does help.
It really does help. And no, you don't have to be a Cirque du Soleil performer to do it. Okay. There are moves that are for beginners, and there's moves for those Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
you know, actors.
You know, and I think that that's like a misconception where people think that they have to be flexible before they do it.
Yeah.
And it's like a what came first, chicken or egg situation where you get flexible by doing shit like that.
Exactly.
You don't go in there as a fucking, you know.
You don't go in there kissing your feet and, you know, like standing on your head and being able to lick your ass.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't happen overnight.
I mean, we did that, but everybody's different. Everybody has their own journey. And
okay. Everybody. Yeah. I mean, maybe we let off a little too much information there, but whatever. You guys
now,
are still with
us. Let me ask you, is it normal to fart in yoga class?
Okay. Now,
because Cass and I have a story of this where, it was several months ago where we go to the one class and, you know, in all these classes, there's different various people from all walks of life.
You have men, women, all races, all, you know, cultures, you know, old, young, in
religious
between.
Beliefs doesn't or lack matter. Thereof. It
yeah.
doesn't matter.
It's
Everybody's
beautiful.
Just going there to
it's
clear their head.
For everybody
and,
to
yes,
do.
Yeah. But to do it in unison.
Yeah.
So,
to fart in unison.
In this,
you.
Well, this one guy, I actually want to use this for my stand-up. I wanted to use this for my tight five, is what they call it.
That's right.
Where,
you gotta fucking grab him by the balls and the first five, or that's
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
Nothing.
Well,
zero.
This guy in the class, you know, we were going through the moves, and I don't know if we did a downward dog or if we did some type of fucking dog, cat, cow, chicken, whatever.
Tree.
And all of a sudden, you hear a nice little sweet and then we just look at each other and we start laughing. And it seemed like we were the only two people in the room
that were mature.
That heard this. No. It seemed like we were the only two people in this room that heard this escape of flatulence, okay?
This little escape.
Okay, and this wasn't like a big...
Like a
gigantic
little,
fucking earth-shattering, planet-shaking thing. This
which
was
I have
nice.
Been in classes where I have heard those earth-shaking
really?
Ones. I think just like sometimes the way that you move,
yeah.
it like pushes all the air
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So yeah, so this guy just out of nowhere, we were like the only two, because I looked around the room. I couldn't see anybody else.
No.
That even acknowledge this. Maybe they didn't hear it, but I have a keen sense of hearing, okay?
Absolutely.
So
we both do. We have a
yes.
keen sense for hearing
yes.
funny things.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, farts are funny. Call,
of course.
Call us immature, call us what you will, but here's the thing. It is pretty hilarious.
Oh, absolutely, yes. yeah. So it wasn't like a huge, you know,
yeah.
not a whole lot of people heard
yes,
it,
so
I don't
an
believe.
Earth mover.
Either that or they just ignored it. We couldn't. And it wasn't, yeah, a huge fucking thing.
No.
But it was a nice little...
Like a perfect
like
little...
Like a nice little... It's like he kissed the air with his ass.
That's
it was like
the
a
best
nice
way to put
little
it.
Peck on the
you
lips of
what?
The universe,
it
if
was,
you will.
Exactly. Like, he was so, like, in the moment
yeah.
where he should be.
Yes.
During the yoga class and, you know, with the teacher saying, you know, you need to constantly... Be in the moment. Bring your mind back to what you're doing.
Of course.
And he just let it rip.
Of course.
He was like, listen, I'm just going to let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
And he did. And, you know, God bless him. Listen, what was he going to do? Do his moves in pain?
No. Yeah.
Hey, I was all for it. I was like, hey, let it out. But listen.
Hey.
You're going to have your reaction. Your ass is going to have its reaction.
Yes.
And we're going to have our reaction.
Well, hey, you know what? I mean, the six chakras down his back and then the one that
guess
resides
what?
In
the
his
seventh
ass,
one.
They all released.
The brown
and it
eye.
Was, it
sure.
was really beautiful. His
the brown
Hershey
eye winked
Highway.
At us.
Yes. Yes. He took a ride on the Hershey Highway.
He did.
And he had to make a pit stop.
He did.
And you know what?
It's okay. That was part of his journey.
We didn't smell it, though.
We didn't smell it, though.
No, because we were a little bit, we were maybe like 10 feet away from this gentleman.
And now, I have been in classes where I was behind somebody, and it was like, whamp.
Oh.
I just started laughing. Now, I did my best to not laugh too loud. But I was
you
just
gotta
like,
laugh, though.
Oh, my God. Here I am in the line of fire. Like, here I am trying to get my chakras together.
Yeah.
And my shit in order.
Yeah.
And, this
and
guy's
somebody's
taking
getting their
shit
chakras in order.
In front
Christ.
Of me.
Oh, boy.
Remember that time we went and the teacher, she told you to sleep? She didn't like that you were laying there awake.
Yeah. It was like, oh, that was fucking weird, too.
Yeah. We have some really great stories from yoga.
There's
a lot of.
So, yeah. So, we, this lady, she was the teacher, I guess. Or I don't know if she.
Supposedly.
I don't know where they got this bitch from. I don't know if they got her from, like,
maybe
the dumpster.
Was, like, walking just past the gym, and they're like, we need somebody to teach tonight.
I think it was the dumpster behind, like, a Chili's that she was like, hey, I know those moves.
That's interesting. You would say Chili's. Why Chili's, of all places?
That because that's where she lived. I saw this bitch fucking
anybody
shuffling
cares
around
about
behind
Chili's
her.
Chili's anymore? That's
she
pretty
did.
Good.
She
good for
did.
You for plugging them.
Hey, welcome to Chili's. Oh my god, she was like, "Go to sleep now, sleep now, sleep now." Yeah, it was fucking weird. So it was at the end of the class where, like
your,
I said, everybody's
your shavasana. That's your final resting pose.
Yes. So. They tell you to just be like, okay, like basically like lay back and just clear
relax
your mind
and
again.
Enjoy your turn.
Yes, yes. That's what they really want to say, but they can't. But.
Yeah. No.
So yeah, so like I'm just laying there. We're in the back of the class in this particular class. And I'm laying there with my eyes open and the teacher comes by. And she looks at me and like...
Didn't she like kick your hand like fucking go to sleep already?
She might as well have. Jeez. She looks at me and she's like, okay, go to sleep. And I'm like, what? Excuse me?
It's like, wait, I thought we were just resting, not sleeping.
I mean, you could close... I usually do close my eyes at that moment of the class.
Yeah.
But this hoe like looks right at me and she's like, okay, go to sleep. And I'm like, what? Do you mind if I, I'm trying to get my fucking shit in order.
Like, I'm trying to get my chakras
like, excuse
in
me?
Order while
like,
I lay here.
I didn't, when you were guiding us through the fucking poses, I wasn't just like, okay, stop doing that. That would have been fucking weird, right?
Yeah, seriously. Like, she was
weird.
Like, pretty irritated.
Yes.
Which is kind of funny because, like, okay, yoga's supposed to be for calming and, you know, all these... Like, everything that she displayed at that moment, it was, like, the opposite of what we were there for.
Yeah, She was looking for a confrontation.
I think she was.
And I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to fucking relax.
Yeah. Like, leave me alone, bitch, okay? Maybe I want to stare up at the fucking ceiling.
Yeah,
like,
do you mind?
Okay.
Is it illegal?
Well, then it was, yeah.
I guess so. You know, going back to that guy that farted.
Sure. Let's get back to
how the you said that the chakras all have their respective colors.
Yeah.
Was he pulling a Mulan and farting with all the colors of the wind? Oh no, no, not Mulan, Mulan.
Oh no.
Pocahontas.
Yes. Yeah. And yes, he did.
Let's
I thought I
get
saw
down right to business. Fart in the class.
Wait, isn't that Mulan?
Wait, oh, yeah.
Are you,
I keep
you're
going,
bouncing back and forth here. Which one? Mulan or fucking Pocahontas? you could
both.
Do both. Yeah, might as well. I mean, you know, it's good. Both are pretty. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yes. No. Yo, Pocahontas. Yeah, he was.
Yes. All the colors of the wind came out of his butt.
He crop dusted us with
he
all
sure
them shits.
Did.
It was disgusting.
I mean, it's pretty funny.
But like I said, we didn't stink.
No,
we didn't smell.
No, didn't, because we were not directly behind him. So had we been behind him, maybe we would have. Caught a little whiff. But
it's possible,
it's
but
possible.
I'm not sure.
Yes. You know what's great, too? Hot yoga.
Oh,
that's an interesting...
No. No, because...
It's interesting, but it's also absolutely disgusting.
Well, we can do... Where we live, we can do hot yoga just by going outside.
I mean,
we don't
just
need a fucking,
go outside.
Like, room of...
No.
Yeah.
Sweaty, stinky bodies and...
But that's
and
the thing, though, too,
room.
Is... Yeah, when somebody farts in one of those...
Oh God, I don't know. I haven't dealt with that. Luckily, when
you're
I have
be
dealt
marinating
with it,
in
oh
that shit.
God,
yep.
I mean, you're already marinating. It's just a whole experience when.
No, I can't do that hot yoga fucking shit.
You know, I loved it. I did do it, and I loved it. But, I mean, you're just with tons of other, and this was before COVID. So, I mean, the fucking like yoga mats were on top of each other. And here we are sweating like disgusting pigs. And just, just gross. It was great, but it was also disgusting.
No. Yeah. I went with, the one time that I tried it, I went with our cousins, Matt and Tara, shout out.
Oh, shout out Matt and Tara.
And, it was an hour long class and, oh, no, never again.
Yeah, it was rough.
Hashtag never forget. Hashtag never again. Fuck that.
That, like, just turn your world upside down.
Awful. Just fucking awful. Just no thank you whatsoever.
Terrible, horrible, awful.
Yeah, no. What about dietary changes during this time? Because
yes.
One thing that I really want to commend you for is... basically like staying away from sugar because
thank you
sister. All those added sugars in the shit that we eat it gives you such bad like side effects that makes your ass explode and
oh my God,
makes
yeah.
you feel terrible
and, more ways
and
than
lethargic
one, I mean,
and
yeah
so absolutely. Really that's I'm really proud of you for staying away from sugar. And I mean, because you can't escape it, especially with like fruit and stuff. That is good.
Yeah,
those are naturally occurring.
Yeah. And as long as you don't eat too much of that either, you know, you portion and yeah. I started with that Noom plug. Hey, you know, if you guys want to, anybody out there from Noom, if you guys want to jump aboard,
yes,
you know, we'd love you as a sponsor.
Absolutely.
Because I'm doing it so I can speak on it.
Noom. Get it together, Noom.
But it's a very cool program. They take the psychology approach, and it's just a different way, a different approach to how you want to lose weight, but also the way you look at dieting. You
yes,
know, it's yeah. not just a diet like most of these will always tell you. It's not a diet, it's a lifestyle change, but it's a nicer approach, I feel like. It's connects with you easier, you know. I feel like on a human level they connect really nicely, and I've been on it for a little over a week and it's been good. Now have I fallen off the wagon a few times? Sure, because there's been you know, parties and cupcakes, party and bullshit that got in my way.
It happens. Fuck it.
But they say too, they're like, don't beat yourself up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You still
yeah.
need to add in some fun, which would be like cakes, candies,
cake,
whatever.
Cake.
And of course, me being in pastry, I fucking love cake. I love any and all sweets, and the sweeter the better. But, you know, it's helping me redirect my brain, you know, kind of like reevaluate what I'm eating and how much that I'm eating.
Yeah, no,
so
and that's fantastic.
It's been nice, though. Yeah, and it's nice too in this time because I have time to really focus on on a really good workout and a weight loss program.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we did post that that picture of our breakfast.
Yes,
to
check
Instagram
that out.
And you said, you know, Noom was only giving you 200 more calories yeah. left to eat during the day. And you're like, you know what? Then I won't log this shit. And thumbs up to that, baby.
And you know what? That was like, what was it? Like 2 or 3 days in. And so, okay. So they want you to log your meals, you know, because that way you're more aware,
yeah.
you know, of what you're eating. So yeah, they want you to stay, you know, in between like a certain caloric, you know,
level
like in the day.
Allowance.
And, yeah, allowance. Yeah. And if you work out and you log that, then you get more calorie allowance depending on, you know, the intensity of the workout. I was like, fuck it. I'm not going to be this intense that day, that certain day. So I'm overeating. I'm logging this stuff. And I'm like, huh, like these things that we're eating, the fucking number was going up. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is like in the morning and I only have like 200 calories left for the rest of the day. And then, okay. So Bobby took a picture of that plate. And we post on Instagram, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, then. I'm not logging the rest of this shit. Which is probably why I haven't maybe lost as quickly as I should, because I'm not always Oh, yeah, you shout out to Noom. I'm not always logging everything I should.
Is there a button on Noom where you can just push it that says, you know, today was a fucking wash. Let me go again tomorrow.
Listen, you know what? Today, fuck it. I had like 3 cupcakes. and, you know, like Mexican food and, like my weight in fucking candy bars. I don't know. It's like, you know, let's just, and you know what? They're pretty cool about it. Every day they give you like little things to focus on. And it's like, basically in a nice way, they tell you, hey, if you fucked up today, you got tomorrow. If you live to see tomorrow, good for you. One and two. Again. That's why I like it. Cause I'm like, all right, then I'll continue just fucking hammering down the food today.
Oh, oh man. Wow.
No, then you think about it, you know, when you eat something shitty and you're like, oh, like I messed up the day.
But really like, though, the best thing to do is, yeah, if you go a little hard in the paint and you just get in a lot of calories in the day, just tomorrow's a new day. That really is. And that is good that they take the mental and emotional approach to it predominantly.
Yeah.
Because that's what's mostly important for for wanting to do body recomposition.
Exactly.
Burning fat, gaining muscle.
Yeah.
Or gaining weight if you're underweight or whatever your goals are, whatever you're trying to do.
Yeah.
That is the best way to do it. Yeah, I wish I was there,
the underweight part. That would be great.
But no, it would be just as hard if you were an ectomorph and you were a hard gainer, which sounds like something weird. But
that sounds, yeah. I don't think I want
to
do that.
It's hard for those people to gain weight, that's basically it. It's not like they gain weight with a hard on.
Oh, that would be weird. That would be kind of weird, too.
Hard gainer.
But I feel like if you're really into the food, right, then you would be like,
burgers and pizza. yes. Oh, I'm going to be eating these fucking calories.
Which are so awesome, burgers and pizza.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but in moderation, you know, everything is good in moderation. It's true.
Yeah.
And getting lots of water, especially in this heat. To all of our fellow people who live in the heat, whether it's in Vegas or Arizona or in hell, that's where you're listening to us from.
People in hell want ice water.
Yeah. we might not be able to eat ice water, but just drink regular water.
Whoops. Yes. Even if you live in a place that's not really hot.
That's true, too.
You still need to get have your to. Nutrient. Water is so. Can you hear this?
Yes. Water is the key.
Let's get a cheers on the mic. Cheers.
That was pretty good.
Was pretty good. Yeah.
Let me just wet my whistle. Continue.
Wet your whistle. Yes. Get your soil. You have to drink water because it really does help with your metabolism.
And it helps you poop better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Hey, we're looking out for you guys. We want you to be healthy. We want your body, your system to work at its utmost performance.
Yes. You know? Absolutely. Your body and mind.
Your body and mind.
Just like on Twilight Zone, the guy that hosts it.
Oh, yes, Rod Serling.
Rod Serling, of course. Mm-hmm. Our dad is the biggest fan of Twilight Zone. It is a good show.
It's a fantastic show.
We want your stool to be nice and comfy when it's sliding out of your butt. Picture this.
You know what? I think he did one of the episodes
I think
that.
So, yeah.
That was like on the cutting room floor.
It never actually
aired. You need to get like the box DVD set to see that.
Yes, you know? The director's cut of the a person is stuck on a planet with like shit monsters, and he destroys them by drinking water.
Yeah, and eating what is it called, the Metamucil crackers.
Yes,
of course. And as you get older, you find out these tips and tricks, and Metamucil does help me.
Does it really?
You know what? Shout out to Metamucil. They're another one that. Be a great sponsor.
Where you at, Metamucil?
How you doing, Metamucil?
How you doing, girl?
How you doing? those little cookies that they sell, it's like apple pie flavor, some fucking shit. If you mix that with a little bit of yogurt,
Oh. Wait, you mean apple pie?
I don't know.
Inside joke between us. It's another person whom shall not be named. She wanted to know the name of a song. And she kept saying the phrase apple pie.
Uh-huh. And then she came up to me and one of my Gaysians, shout out D-Babe, and of course Peaches.
Shout out. But
she came up to me. She came up to me and D and was like, I know you guys are up on all these songs. You guys got to know this one song. And one of the lyrics is like apple pie, apple pie, apple pie. Well, it turns out, I mean, that's one of like many things in the song, but that's not the whole song. And we're like, Bitch, of course you would be stuck on apple pie. Because the bitch likes to eat apple pie.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, side note.
Side note to our side
note. Side note to our side note.
The song goes on for like 3 hours. Yeah, you know, apple pie.
Like, yeah, it's like, no, oh, he what says the fuck it like you once, about? You know. I even forget the song, but.
When you said apple pie, that's what reminded me of it. Apple pie, apple pie.
But basically, the lesson with that right there is if you're going to ask somebody about if they know a certain song, you got to give a little more information.
Actually sing the song, yeah. Not just don't pick one phrase that's mentioned in the song.
Yeah.
And like just a little repeat part it 45 times.
Yeah. It's like, that's not going to help us.
That's, yeah, it's
and
probably,
also,
yeah.
You're holding the progress because we're trying to work here.
Wow. Oh,
wow. Tis what it is. Tis yeah. What it is.
I definitely want to say, getting back to the heat, like I said last night,
it's like a billion degrees right now. It's like 115 out today.
Oh, man. I was having a very hard time breathing. I really was.
I know.
Just because the air
sucks.
On the weather app, it will say, oh, the air is good quality. The air is moderate quality. The air is garbage quality.
Yeah.
It must have just been, I don't know.
There was actually nothing it said. It was like, yeah. Basically, if you there's walk no outside, oxygen. You're fucked. Yeah. It's like, do not go outside. Stand or sit in front of a fan or your air conditioning.
Yep.
Because
air your balls off a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
That way they don't stick to your leg.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Tricks and if you don't have balls, I mean, you got to air it out down there anyways. Yep. You know?
Get some air on your gash.
That's actually that's what the weather app should say. Air out your balls and your gash today.
Yes. Yes. The air quality is so bad. Stand in front of a fan. And let downstairs get cooled off a little bit.
No, that's very nice, you know. And make sure you shower because it's too hot not to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cold water.
Oh.
Did we mention that this is E for explicit?
I don't think we mentioned that.
Maybe we should have mentioned that before we were talking about balls and gash, but...
Well, you know...
Don't listen to this in front of your youngsters.
Listen, when our listeners see that it has the little E on it,
it's sure like, hey, that, especially if you have youngsters.
That doesn't stand for E for everyone.
Yeah, no, listen.
This stands for E for
explicito.
Everybody gonna get it today.
Brat. Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, Billy.
Billy is here.
shout out to our little espresso shot, Billy
yes.
Brat.
Yes, you need to, if you haven't listened to that, please go and listen.
Yes.
And then do we make sense about Billy
Absolutely.
Brat.
Absolutely. Hey, it happens.
Billy Bratwurst.
Billy fucking Bratwurst. It's his German cousin. Yeah, the heat really has been grinding our fucking gears.
Yeah. You know, like here in Las Vegas. So like our summertime is just as hard as like people on the East Coast. Like our friends and family on the East Coast, your wintertime is our summertime.
Yeah.
You know, so like how everybody has to stay in and like snowstorms and that extreme is very rough is the same as this extreme. It's very rough on the body. And I would know because I did live in that for a little bit. I did live on the East Coast. Yeah. And the first year we were living there, they had like record shattering snowstorms and cold and ice and all this crazy stuff. And that is just as rough as this heat is, you know? So.
Well, but in your opinion, though, what do you think is worse? Do you think
Oh. The cold, okay. The snow, that is definitely worse.
Okay.
Absolutely. 100%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, some people are like, well, you know, you guys got the extreme heat out there and this and that. But here's the thing. Having to wake up several hours early to shovel your driveway, your walkway.
No, thank you.
Your car. And especially when it's already snowing, okay? And you don't have a garage to park your car in or any covered space for your car. You'll be cleaning off one side of the car and then you try to run over and clean off the other side. And by the time you get done with one side, it's already covered again. Ugh. And you're like, oh my God, like when am I going to get out of here? You know, and then driving in it. And like I worked outside for a minute in my last life. And man, that is a rough life. It is. Now, out here, I will admit that is rough too, the heat. But the snow and the cold and the ice is just... That is really rough. And that knocking out power and you being scared, not being prepared, not having enough of what you need during those times, you know, maybe not having enough water, food, gasoline, you know, all these things. You're just like, oh my God, like, am I going to die? Oh. Especially not, like people I know are that have lived their whole lives, you know, back east, they get used to that, you know, preparing. But somebody like me, like, am I prepared enough? I don't know.
Well, since they grew up dealing with it, it's second nature to them. You know? They know what to expect. Yeah. They know what to do. They know it's going to suck. But
and I was like a fish out of water, or I was like a cast out of the desert.
Oh, shit. Well, but it's the same thing, too, when somebody that is acclimated to that climate
right.
comes over to a place like this or Arizona.
Like, you're out of your fucking mind living here.
Oh, man. And I remember coming to visit you the one time, trying to drive in that snow. I don't even think it was snowing the one day. It was like hailing and there was mist on the fucking highway. And it was,
And the black ice on the road.
Yeah.
You got to be careful because if, you know, it's hard to see, you know, and if you hit that, the car will go spinning and it's just like, oh my God, like this is really a different world. This is the opposite of what we have here in Vegas.
You definitely have to tread with caution if you're going to a completely different, tread basically lightly. The opposite. Seriously.
Yeah, really. But thankfully, you know, I had a good vehicle, all-wheel drive, and, you know, just got to be very careful. And it was a very cool experience.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I did like it because it was like, oh, shit, now I can say, like, I've lived in both extremes. And I feel like if you can drive in that kind of weather, you can drive in anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Master that.
Yeah.
You just got to get used to it, and you have to really learn what it takes to be more careful in that type of weather. Because even when, like, on one of our highways, the 215, you know, it will be a blue, clear sky all day, and it will be, you know, like moderately warm to hot. So nothing on the road, no rain or anything, but
crystal clear.
People will still take it upon themselves to just drive like idiots.
Yeah, drive right into you.
So, morons. I mean, you got to be careful with that shit.
Yeah, even in like the nicest conditions. And it's funny because it has snowed here in Las Vegas and it has looked like back east kind of snow. And those times, you know, our people here already don't know how to drive.
Yeah.
So it's like when you add in weather that we're unfamiliar with or people that have moved here that forgot how to drive in that
fucking
kind of weather.
Stay home.
Just fucking stay home. Yeah.
Stay in your hotel room.
Stay in your hotel room. Stay home because you're probably going to get into an accident.
Stay home for Nevada.
Hashtag stay home for Nevada.
Hashtag stay the fuck in your place of dwelling.
That's one of our taglines right now during the COVID crisis. Stay home for Nevada.
Stay.
Unless you get called back to your job.
Then you got to go back, I guess. Shit.
I guess, you know what? That's it. Yeah. Hashtag you go back.
Hashtag sorry, brother.
Sorry there. You're going to have to go back eventually.
One of our favorite videos. I think he deleted them. His name is Joe Capo on YouTube. He would make these little videos of pigs talking to each other. And one was like a British pig and one was an American pig, but they were brothers. And the American pig, he was the older brother.
Yeah.
And he would ask about the younger brother if he could have his oats, if he could procure his oats.
Let's do like a little role play right now.
Okay. Which this one is for you, Joe Capo. Can I would, since I am the younger brother, I want to do the younger British pig brother.
Absolutely. Okay.
So you have to ask me.
Oh, I have to ask you.
You started off by saying, if I have any oats.
Brother, do you have any oats for me?
Sorry, brother. I do not have any oats for you this time.
But I am famished, brother.
Sorry, brother. You cannot have any of my oats. It's a pity.
But I am going to die soon if I do not have the oats.
We must go see a frog named Keck. Oh, Honorable Keck, do you have some oats for us?
No oats!
This is a true shame indeed. I did the older pig that time.
Yes, Joe, I don't know if he even... Last time I looked like a few weeks ago to see if he had any new ones, and he like deleted all of them,
what the hell?
Or like privated them or something. So shout out to Joe Capo.
Joe Capo. You know, that's very upsetting because we need the pigs in this time of crisis.
Yes, absolutely. We need the oats as well. Hey, that's one dietary change, actually, that I've been making, is steel-cut oats, brother.
Oh, steel-cut oats are very good. Yes,
absolutely. Oh, I have been just eating the most fucking bland shit, and I've been eating fucking sardines and coconut water and oats. That's weird,
though. I'm sorry, Bobby. I can't get with you. I can't get with you on the sardines. Hey.
That's my nutrition.
The coconut water, the other shit, sure. But the sardines, I still cannot get down with.
Hey, you know what? Guts.
I've tried.
Fish
guts.
I'm
like, ooh, la, la, la. No, but that's the way to go, right? I mean, when it comes to wanting to cut down on weight, you need to cut down on the wrong things.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that's like fucking, when I was in high school, that's how I would eat anyway. I would eat like the most pure fucking whole foods. One. Foods that have one ingredient in them. You know, spinach has spinach. That's it.
That's, I mean,
fucking sardines. Fish and water. There you go.
Can you just.
That's it.
Maybe mention something else besides the sardines?
No. It does take a, you have to be into those flavors that, because I know like it's like a texture thing where people don't like the slimy, stinky, pussy flavor and taste.
This took a weird turn.
It did, but you know what? It's how you get total health.
You know, I like fish. I just don't want pussy-flavored fish. That's okay.
So you don't like fish.
Salmon is very nice. Shrimp. You know, crab is good. I love sushi. You know, mainly cooked. But
I do miss... that's what sucks about sushi is all that shit is mostly just uncooked. There is some, some cooked.
There's some cooked,
baked rolls and shit.
There's some that have, you know, half like raw fish and cooked.
No, and it's delicious. I love sushi, but I feel like every time I eat it, I do like way too much of it. You know,
it's easy to like.
It is. It is. Because in your mind, you're like, okay, these are like tiny rolls. They only have a little bit of sauce on them. But, you know, the rolls themselves have a lot of calories. The sauce is like a fatty fucking mayo sauce. Like
it's
nine times out of 10.
A delicious fucking mayo sauce. That's God. So bad for you.
But you know what? Getting back to Noom, I think that that's why Noom is great. Because it helps you sort those things out in your mind where it says, you know, okay. You can think to yourself, okay, am I really hungry or do I want just some more of that taste on my taste buds?
Or some less.
Shout out to...
One of our favorite comedians,
God. Greg Giraldo.
Oh, well, him too. And yeah, you know, rest in peace, Greg. Greg Giraldo's. We loved him.
Yes, absolutely.
He was hilarious.
R.I.P. Yeah. Patrice O'Neill, too. R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. We lost some good ones,
Sam
didn't we?
Kennison, too. R.I.P.
Oh, God.
A lot of funny people.
A lot of hilarious
Rest
people.
Rest in peace to you all.
Dang.
I know. Well, I mean, that's, you know.
Well, to bring the mood back up.
They're entertaining Jesus in heaven now. Yes.
That's right. Yes. Somebody has to.
After we say, you know, something that is a little bit of a buzzkill.
Keel.
Why I said that. After we said something that's a little bit of a buzzkill, we like to say, to bring the mood back up.
Like a howdy doody head.
A howdy doody mixed with like a like weird a scarecrow old scarecrow or skeleton.
Or you skeleton.
Know. Yeah.
Dry hair. Yeah. It also looks like, what do you call that thing?
Rocky Dennis.
Rocky Dennis.
Yeah. All of those things got...
The monster. Dry hair. Grows away.
Oh, right.
Resides, you know, in the east.
A beast of the east. If you will.
If
that's, you know... It's just something that we say. It's like how when we're getting our nutrients, we like to say that we require nutrient or we're getting our soiling. It just happens. It's just something that we do. And
that's about it.
We did want to say, though, that one of the main things that we were sitting up tall now. We both erected
up.
Our spines deliver this point. Yes. One of the main things that definitely, speaking of comedians, one of the main things that definitely helps us get through everything with everything that's going on with this year and even life. Beforehand. Yes.
Basically.
Yes. Because yeah. It has been, honestly, it has been a tough past few years for us in particular. And then this year has been basically a continuation of that.
Yeah.
One of the main things that really helps us and really gets us through these times is comedy.
Absolutely.
And is the gift of laughter.
Yes.
And like we said to begin with, and we've said in our previous episodes, we absolutely love to do this. We are so passionate about this show, about this podcast. We absolutely love it when you join us. We want to say again, thank you very much for all of the downloads. That's another thing too. We definitely want to have guests.
Yes.
And film our show. And yes, that is one of the main things that we really want to do.
Yes.
Because that will just amplify
us. So you can see our gorgeous faces, what we look like, the people behind the mic. And if trust us, you won't be disappointed.
You might.
Well, you might, but no, you won't.
But yes, we have so much more coming. And we'd love it if you come with us on this journey.
Yes, jump on board. Come on.
Please, on Apple Podcasts, follow us, rate 5 stars, all that jazz.
Leave us
a
line.
Share us. Love it.
Tell us what you like, what you don't like. We probably won't listen to what you don't like, but, you know. Yeah, just,
still share it.
Yeah, we'll still share it. You know, yeah, just go ahead. Whatever you're feeling, whatever's on your brain,
absolutely.
Give it to us.
But for episode 6, this is Bobby.
This is Cass.
Hit him with the outro music.